I'm so sick of shitty t-shirt ads. Let me tell you what.
I mean, shitty t-shirt ads are sort of like what? The fabled being. Like that's just sort of like the natural state of the internet. What like, kind of shitty t-shirt ad?
Roses are red, true love is rare, booty 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 rockin' everywhere. And then there's also one that's the Dunkin' Donuts logo, but it says Dunky Junkie. And then there's also a St. Patty's one that says drink until you start seeing the leprechauns. Don't wear those. They're not good shirts. That's not even funny. Like,
I always
there's funny
like,
shirts, and those aren't it, sis.
I always feel like these websites tend to collect their algorithms from, like, 5 to 10 year old websites, so it's always weirdly behind, and I just don't understand.
And also, like, the brand name is Hippie Runner Functional Runwear, and yes, that's functional spelled F-U-N-K.
Sure. It's either always that or just encouraging alcoholism, something like that. But I mean, you know.
Oh god, it's...
That's how it'd be. Welcome back to what is probably going to be the last official time that we are recording inside of our old recording studio. Aubrey's bedroom! Yay!
Woo! But, woo! Sadly, the last time.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the walls are already blank in here. It feels like a completely different place.
Yep, I just have my room stuff left to pack, but I've taken everything off the walls. All my clothes are packed away, which is... That was the biggest part. That's a lot of clothes. And I did get rid of 4 whole trash bags full. At least.
Yes, so sorry guys. The audio quality will probably be a little bit worse on this one because there is nothing in this room.
And normally my walls are completely covered in stuff to absorb all that echo.
So, hello special guest echoes. We have been kind of reclusive this past week or so. It's been, I mean, I've kind of talked about it online, but who looks at any of that? We've all been moving around and looking for places to live and figuring stuff out. It's been very exhausting, especially with work on top of that. But, you know, we're still at it. There's a lot going on recently and a lot to process. But at the same time, you know, I feel like it's important for everybody to still say the things that they need to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people feel like now is the time to, like, take a break or now is the time to, like, do whatever. But at the same time, I mean, there's also so much going on that, you know, I feel like everybody should probably be vocal about themselves. I don't know. I personally wanted to just keep my nose to the grindstone, but at the same time, you know, it's on this different level of, like, there's a lot going on around us at this moment, and it feels kind of weird to not, like, it's not like we're in any place to really say anything, but at the same time, it feels, I don't know.
But, like, yeah, we're people that do keep up with the news in some sort of way, whereas, like, when I worked one of my last work shifts, I was talking to my coworker and we kind of started to talk about the current events and he literally was like, what happened? I don't watch the news. I don't have any kind of social media. I live under a rock. And I was like, damn, man, I kind of wish that was me right now because then I probably wouldn't be so goddamn stressed.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like
that man is living worry free on a whole other mental planet.
He's probably not even moving. Ugh, whatever.
God.
It's something everybody has to deal with. But, you know, fingers crossed. Hopefully future me will be looking back on this a little bit more relaxed. Editor's note. Nope. About certain things. But there's still definitely a lot that's going on and a lot that's developed that we know now. But at the same time, still very stressed. You know, all that I feel like there is to say is talk to your people. Talk to the people in charge and let them know how you feel about what went down and how things are in the state of the nation and how some people choose to uphold themselves. All I want to say is that people should be held accountable for the actions that they do.
Absolutely. Freedom of speech, and as a podcast where we do express our opinions almost 100% of the time, we understand that we could still be held accountable for whatever we say, which is why I'm always prefacing things and being like, please don't try things at home, or please don't think that this is what this means. So you are accountable for your actions and your words, and that's something we learn as children.
And you know,
that we should keep in mind as adults, and we'll leave it there.
It's a big burden to bear, but at the same time, the state of the world that we live in and the kind of lives that we can lead and how vocal we're able to be to the people around us, it's just, I feel like it's important to uphold yourself with a certain precaution and awareness of oneself, I guess.
Yeah.
The message. Well, in other news, hello. Once again, it is us. We don't have a guest this time. I had some ideas for some stuff, but I mean, it's really just been hard to even schedule time for the two of us recently to do this. So
yeah, I've been back and forth in and out of town a lot. So, you know, it makes recording difficult. And we prefer to do it in person. It just sounds a little bit better that way.
Yeah, we figured out ways to comfortably record online, but it does, you know, it's not the same. It's not quite the same as it is in person.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, just because we don't have one extra voice this time around doesn't mean that we're not going to come at you with some weird and zany shit. Yeah, because we're zany. We're like, cool. We do that fun shit. Got that angst. We're wacky.
Just two kooky gals.
Yeah. Need a glass of wine.
So, what are we talking about?
I don't know. Do you are you wanting me to get on out here first on this one? You went first last time, I think. So
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Jesus, take the wheel.
Okay. As mentioned, you know, bringing some stuff in. I don't know if I've got a name for it yet, but I believe I have a new segment.
Oh yeah.
I'm realizing that, you know, a lot of people have like these old, very popular games that they played growing up that really like shaped how they. What they like nowadays. But I'm thinking back on it, I'm realizing I have so many weird and strange, just nothing video games that I played whenever I was a kid to just pass the time, and I just felt like this was a good one to start out on a untitled video game podcast. Do you remember the movie The Robots?
Absolutely I do. I believe Robin Williams was in that, which, like, what?
Yeah, he was. He was in that.
And Amanda Bynes was in it.
That's weird to think about. I didn't really think about that.
I think her name's Jennifer Coolidge, I want to say. The one that plays the stepmom in A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff. And she also plays Pauline the nail tech in Legally Blonde.
Yeah, sure, her.
She's Aunt Fanny.
She's Aunt Fanny.
Aunt
okay.
Fanny!
So that's cool. I'm glad to know that you know that. We're not talking about that today.
We're talking about the game.
What we are talking about, though, is something that I don't think any of those people are in. And it's the video game.
They didn't even get them to do the voice lines. Were there voice lines?
There was a lot of it. It actually is somewhat of a retelling of the game itself, but it goes a bit further.
When did it come out?
It came out in 2005, February.
Okay.
I played it on the original Xbox.
That's just Xbox, with no kind of number of any sort, which is...
The OG.
Weird to think about, because, like, I always want to say, like, oh, my first Xbox was a 360, and then I'm like, but there's an Xbox before that.
Here, let me look up the cast. I want to be sure that I'm right in saying that those people weren't in this.
Processing MDB data.
Drew Carey did it, apparently. I know that...
So, because Crank is the one... Which one's Crank?
I think Crank is the one that Robin Williams played.
Is it?
I think so.
No, he had a better name than that. Stanley Tucci was the dad. He was Rodney's dad. He's such a nice boy.
Fender,
yeah. Fender, that's his name.
Yeah, definitely not played by Robin Williams.
Oh, it's not, but it sounds like him.
Michael Goh.
Wild. I thought it was Robin Williams this whole time.
No, I mean, he was in the movie, but not in the game, apparently.
Yeah, he's too big for that.
I'm gonna look up Robots Movie Drinking Game. That's not what I'm looking for.
I'd be really interested to play that.
What are the rules? Take one sip every time a seemingly ordinary road vehicle turns into a giant robot, or a seemingly ordinary giant robot turns into a road vehicle. Is this related to... This is just for, like, all robot movies.
All robot movies?
Weird. Okay.
Huh. So anyways, the video game, what was it like?
It was pretty much just an abbreviated version of the movie that you played, but then, like, I remember it was kind of like Dante, almost, like Devil May Cry. You, like, got different weapons over time, and there was a lot of platforming. I remember the enemies could actually hit each other, and that was, like, a wild revelation in a video game. It was, weirdly, I don't know, like, I've tried to play a lot of movie games, but that was the only one that actually, like, felt like a video game at all. It didn't feel like some weird cardboard cutout something. But at the same time, like, there was a lot of voice acting for just about all of it, and it felt like a real-ass RPG. And on top of that, it had, like, a new game plus, and I'm pretty sure I played through that bitch, like, 7 times. I don't know what really changed about it, other than that you just kept everything each time, but, man, I wasted a lot of time on this video game, and I feel like I really don't know anything about it. Other than Aunt Fanny was, I believe, like a merchant of some sort you bought upgrades from.
Oh my god, and the upgrades come out of her ass?
Quite possibly.
I mean, her ass is huge, and it's like a giant trunk. Because she got a lot of junk in her trunk! And she's selling junk!
Yeah, let me see if I can actually pull up another thing about this. Because I feel like it goes a little bit further than the movie does. Speedrun? There is an hour-long speedrun of this game. Oh, dude, there's a task bot that may have done some robots. How deep do I want to go into this?
I don't know.
The top is 48 minutes.
Is robots available on any other platform besides Xbox? Like,
PC, apparently. There's PC download for it.
So that could be up for our eventual Twitch streams.
Would you really want to play that on Twitch?
To be fair, I did suggest the idea of playing Freddy Fish, and I completely and totally was serious about that. So, yeah, I would. I absolutely would.
Okay, so I guess we're just gonna have a weird game nook then.
Well, that can be, like, you know, one of our niches.
One of the strange game nook?
Yeah, like, you know, Monday nights, we'll play old kids games that from our childhood that we are nostalgic for.
Okay. What about Zumbinis? I could fuck up some Zumbinis. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I actually have.
I own that on Steam. I played it once again recently, but I lost it when I rebooted my hard drive, so. It's got, like, a long form, like, it expects you to play the game, like, a lot. Also, I'm a master.
Okay.
This first game, we're gonna play Zumbinis.
No, it's gotta be Freddy Fish. The people want Freddy Fish. Please email us telling us that you want Freddy Fish so that I have something to back that up.
But that's what I'm always so scared about with streaming things. Currently, there's nobody watching, so, like, do we want to burn a good game like Freddy Fish on, like, zero count viewers?
I don't know. I feel like that could pique interest because people would be like, Freddy Fish? Yo, I remember that. I grew up playing Freddy Fish. Oh, my parents have the old, like, You Don't Know Jack games. Old ones. And I've always been interested, like, what do those look like compared to, like, what we have now?
It'd be interesting for sure. I mean, dude, I, like, literally have a whole section of video games that I just have not touched in my Steam library under a certain category that I don't want to pull out because I want to play them on stream. But it's just, you know, we haven't done that yet. We need to.
The Nonary Games is taunting me.
Yeah.
Oh, I will say, we've both really been enjoying, what is it, Traveler's Rest?
Oh, yeah, it's just like a little indie early access bartending game that you like, own a tavern, and, like, you can, like, build stuff, but you actually have to brew your own drinks and make your own food.
Time management.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent trees for learning how to brew different kinds of meads, and I'm learning to understand it, but there's a lot going on for sure. Sure.
Absolutely. So definitely go give that game, check it out, because it's always good to support indie games.
Is this the ad part?
No, we're not sponsored by them in any way, but if somebody at Traveler's Rest wants to sponsor us, we're super down for that.
Yeah, totally.
Because I wasn't going to buy the game until they added a female character option, and then they did. And I was like, well, I will gladly give you my money now.
Well, there you go. I mean, they did it.
They did. They really did. And they're still adding more things and tweaking stuff. It's quite fun. Might play some more tonight.
I made porridge that had corn, carrots, and cabbage in it.
Oh, mine was just corn and barley porridge. So probably not very good. Like, honestly, just cream corn.
I mean, had people that were still ordering the fucking sludge paste instead of it. So, I mean, people got weird tastes, okay?
That's true.
You salt that shit enough, but they don't care anymore.
I guess. They're just hungry.
Yeah.
From that adventuring.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. Speaking of adventuring, we own half of the Red Dragon Inn collections. Inventory.
Yeah. It's been a great game.
It's really it's, good. It's gone from a hobby to an obsession.
I would play competitively. Just
I would there. Honestly love to play competitively, yes. What time are we at?
This would be a good time to take a break, because I need to go to the little people's room. That is the bathroom that is able to be used by everyone, because gendered bathrooms are ridiculous. And now, we'll be back after this break.
It's 2 a.m. ad break. It's a 2 a.m. ad break. Didn't have time to do this earlier, but now it's 2 a.m. and I've still gotta go do the ad break. That's it. Oh, okay, so we are back from the people's room, and I did a little bit more looking up on some robots video game speedrunning, and the only thing I have to say right now is I didn't remember halfway through the tutorial you go from being a child to being a teenager, and I gotta say it's quite a metaphor of how fast we feel like we want to grow up, you know, and how fast the world makes us grow up, you know. You know, I've decided that I'm going to watch the rest of this this random speedrun that I found, and I'm going to have to get back to you guys on it later, but for now, we're both sitting back in here. What are we talking about, Aubrey? What was it that you were feeling like you really had to speak on today?
Today, I want to talk about Cleopatra's little conniving bitch of a sister, Arsinoe.
Arsinoe.
Arsinoe was born in 63 BC and died in 41 BC, so she lived a short life. She was the youngest daughter of the Macedonian king Ptolemy. She was sister to Cleopatra, her brother Ptolemy, basically Ptolemy Jr. Like, it was Ptolemy the 12th and Ptolemy the 13th was his son.
Gotta love naming schemes.
So when Ptolemy took the throne, the 13th, you know, after the 12th died, him and Cleopatra got married because it was not weird for them to marry their siblings, I guess. In ancient Egypt, you know, gotta... And Cleopatra was loving being a queen. And then, you know, also at the same time, Julius Caesar was doing his stuff in Rome and taking over a lot of land, conquering a lot of stuff. And Cleopatra was really into that. Like, she was like, I like what you're doing. And I want to do that too. Because that's like some really powerful boss
Big shit. Powerful energy. Yeah, for sure.
Big, powerful boss shit. And she tells Ptolemy, hey, we should like, you know, ally with Julius Caesar. And he's like, no. I don't want to do that. I don't like that dude. I don't fucking like that dude. And so she's like, okay, whatever. And then Arsinoe has been sitting on the sideline like, okay, so I know I'm like 11, 12 at this point, but like I should be queen. It should be me and not my older sister Cleopatra. Because she's a dumb bitch, I guess. And so she goes to Ptolemy and she's like, so I heard what she said about Julius Caesar and I don't fucking like that guy either. I don't like it either, and I think it's bullshit that she would try to, like, tell you what to do, because you're the husband, are you not? You know, gender roles and all that ancient mess. And Ptolemy's like, you know what? You're right. And he banishes her out of the castle, like, out of the kingdom.
Just kicks her out.
Just right out into the city streets, and he takes her crown. And she happens to run into who? Our boy Julius Caesar.
Uh-oh.
Caesar and she's be like, around. Oh, he's here. And instead of just introducing herself and being like, hey, I like you, let's go overthrow shit, she snuck into his hotel room in the middle of the night, had sex with him, and then was like, okay, so I know that I just like met you and had sex with you, but also I want you to overthrow my brother and my little bitch of a sister. And Julius Caesar was like, hell yeah, because he was also like in love with Cleopatra.
Oh, I'm sure.
That Egyptian booty had him hypnotized. So, Arsinoe, so when Caesar goes to overthrow Ptolemy and Arsinoe, Arsinoe ends up escaping because she has this henchman, Gamamedes. I don't know why, but yeah, he's apparently a really good henchman because he gets her out of that and they run away. And then they run into the Egyptian army at that point. And Arsinoe's like, so I'm basically queen because my brother got captured and Cleopatra, we kicked her out. So you guys need to do shit for me. And the Egyptian army was like, no, we don't know you like that. We don't want to. Not at all. Not at all. And she literally is like, hey, Ganymedes, go kill that dude. And he just goes and kills the leader of the Egyptian army. And everybody's just like, okay.
Power struggles were, you know, they were such a, you know, a simple thing back then. Some dude was unhappy and they would be like, nah. So they just kill a guy. And then they're like, okay.
Well, so what happened was Arsinoe took those Egyptian soldiers back up in there. And Julius Caesar pissed his little pants and ran up this tower and ended up, like, taking off his purple cloak, which signifies that, like, he's Julius motherfucking Caesar because he can wear purple, which is rich boy swag.
For sure.
And he throws it on the ground and he jumps from this tower into the water and, like, gets on this boat that was waiting for him. And Ptolemy, Arsinoe's brother, is on that ship and he's like, hey, so you let me go, I'll give you Arsinoe, as long as you gonna let me go. And Julius Caesar's like, sure, bud. And so Ptolemy gives him Arsinoe, and then Julius Caesar had Ptolemy killed, like, immediately, like, no hesitation. He backstabbed that boy so hard, and I don't understand how he didn't see that coming, because it's Julius Caesar, Ptolemy.
They're the Romans. They wanted and they took everything.
And so,
until they finally fell because they stretched themselves too thin because they took too much.
Julius Caesar takes Arsinoe back to Rome with him and, like, parades her around because he was humiliated by this little girl. So he wanted to humiliate her and be like, haha, I won. Look at how big of a man I am. And he parades her all over Rome. And after this, he even, like, took her to the Colosseum and he was going to have her, like, strangled, like, choked out in front of everybody. But everybody in the Colosseum was like, dude, you're going to kill a little girl. Like, we're not cool with that. We don't want that.
Honestly, kind of surprising for the time period, but I'm glad to hear it.
Like, but they were like, we don't want to kill this 12-year-old girl. Like, it seems like you're just trying to be a big baby about it. So he sends her to the Temple of Artemis. And she becomes like a priestess there, just like a little temple servant gal. And she lives out a nice life, fearing her sister. And then, like, years later, like, I want to say, like, 11, 12 years later, Cleopatra has been, like, super, super freaking paranoid that Arsinoe is going to come back and, like, backstab her again.
I would be, too. She seems crazy.
After she started fucking Mark Anthony, she persuaded him to send people to kill Arsinoe. And they did. And that's the end of Arsinoe. Cleopatra's backstabbing, conniving little sister.
Wow.
But I will say I have mad respect for Arsinoe for making Julius Caesar piss his pants and, like, jump off that tower.
Is that part of, like, the real history, the origin, the history, the real storybook history that he pissed his pants?
Oh, I don't think so. That's what I like to imagine. I was watching a lot of Drunk History last night, and this was one of the stories that came up, and I wanted to do more research into it because I didn't feel like, I mean, obviously, the people telling the stories are drunk, so they leave out some things, like the fact that Cleopatra didn't kill Arsinoe until she had started fucking Mark Antony, and that's who went, and I believe that's who went and did it. If not, it was somebody that he sent.
That's crazy.
And there was just also a lot of different back and forth as well. But yeah, so I highly recommend checking out the Drunk History episode. It was really good. Aubrey Plaza played Cleopatra. And there was an actual, like, 11-year-old girl that played Arsinoe. And so it was hilarious to see her, like, boss everybody around.
Oh, I bet. That sounds incredible.
It also, I liked it because I have a sister. And that's some big little sister energy. Like, excuse me? No, I'm better than you. And I was like, you know? And relentless at that.
You know, I mean, a lot of times a younger sister, younger sibling feels like they have to claw tooth and nail for what they feel like is, you know, deserving of them. Yeah, I mean, you gotta work your way out of the shadow. And I mean, Cleopatra, the name itself, like, she cast a mighty big shadow, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She was interesting lady. And it is false that she had a vibrator made with bees inside. That's false. There's just wanted to also say that, because when people think of Cleopatra, they think of that vibrator with the bees. And I'm like, that's not real. That never happened.
Why do people always focus so much about the things that we shove inside of our orifices?
I don't know.
But I just also, like, that's, you know. Also, no wonder all the bees are gone. They all got used up in the vibrators.
Oh, God. Hashtag save the bees. Stop putting them in your vibrators.
Save the bees. Get them out of the vibrators. Vibrators.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of bees, you know what would be a good movie episode? I'm talking about a bee movie.
But everybody's talked about the bee movie, though. I mean, we could talk about the bee movie if you really want to. I'm just saying, for a
potential movie episode, because I love doing the movie episodes. Always trying to find ways to convince you to do one. So, bee movie?
It's been a really long time since I've seen it, so I'm sure it could be awful.
I really like Jerry Seinfeld's voice. I just really do.
I get that for sure, but yeah, it's...
He actually wrote a Halloween book about, like, Halloween as a kid for him. And my mom bought it for me, and it had a CD in the back with, like, him reading the book. And it was honestly fucking hysterical to listen to.
Interesting man, for sure. Well, regardless, though...
Today we talked about Robots, the video game, and Cleopatra's little sister, Arsinoe.
Well, that's, like, the only time that that's, like, been, like, a proper...
I was ready for it. That's why I wanted to get it out.
That's okay, yeah. I mean, that feels like a pretty good place to put a wrap on this one. I've got to get to work soon, and we've got shit to do. But I'm glad that we were still able to make it here and come talk to you guys about this stuff, I guess. Did you like it?
Great! I'm so glad!
Joke's on you, we were recording online the whole time.
Joke's on you, we can't hear you, so if you said curse words at us...
Take it from my hands. I don't know the rest of the words.
It is good.
But I'ma let it go.
Which is a terrible idea.
Let's get DMCA.